There's something about God that loves fruitfulness. When God created man and woman in Genesis, He said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply throughout all the earth."
This is Straight Talk.
Hello, friends. Welcome to Straight Talk Radio. My name is Joshua Hollick. Happy to be your host today. In just a moment, you're going to hear from Pastor Mark Jobe, Senior Pastor of New Life Community Church here in Chicago. And we are in a series titled, "Christ Said I Am." Who exactly does Jesus think He is? That's a great question. We're looking for ourselves at the book of John, at the seven claims that Jesus makes about Himself. Today's claim, Jesus said, "I am the vine, and you are the branches." And by that, He means I am the source of life. He makes a statement right after that. He says, in fact, you can't do anything apart from me. That's a powerful thing to say. That nothing of eternal significance or true importance can be done without me, Jesus said. And if you remain in me, if you stay connected to me, your life is going to be fruitful. It's going to be filled with the life of God. Wow. Well, I'll tell you, that is something that I desperately need. And as you listen today, maybe you're looking at your life and you're saying, you know, there's some real issues in my life. There's some areas of death and things that are missing. And, well, Jesus' claim here could be the thing you're looking for. It could be the very thing you're missing. Maybe you are living a life that is separated, disconnected from Almighty God because you're disconnected from Jesus. Today, as you listen, may your heart be challenged. May you look at the relationships in your workplace, in your home, the issues of your life, and see Jesus is making a powerful claim here to be your life source. He wants to fill you and make you fruitful and make your life full of the life of God. That's what Jesus means when He said, "I am the vine." Let's go now to Pastor Mark as he takes us to John chapter 15. Did Jesus claim, "I am the vine"?
We've been in a series entitled, "Christ Said I Am," looking at the last year of the life of Jesus and the final statements. He said seven times, Jesus said, "I am." And we're looking at the final of the seven statements as He declared, "I am." Most of us here did not grow up in a farming community and did not spend most of our time caring for trees and raising crops. So some of what we're going to talk about today, I need to explain it a little bit, because the last statement that Jesus made was, "I am the vine." And I want to talk to you about what it means to be a part of the vine. So in John chapter 15, Jesus makes this incredible statement, "I am the vine." Now, He was making this statement because He was walking from the upper room where He had the Passover to the Garden of Gethsemane, where He would pray great drops of blood as He was praying. And that short walk between the upper room and Gethsemane was filled with vineyards and gardens. And as He walked, Jesus was talking to His disciples and pointing probably to the vineyards along the way and explaining some really powerful truths about what it means to be a follower of His. Now, I'm not much of a gardener myself. Some people have a green thumb. I think I have a brown thumb. Some of you are really good at it. Some of you talk to your flowers and you sing to them and you say, "Grow, flowers, grow." And you got this like bonding relationship with your flowers. I don't have that. I try to take care of my lawn. And now I just had a neighbor come over the other day and he was looking at my lawn. He says, "Hey, it looks pretty bad." I said, "Thanks for pointing that out. I'm trying to figure out why it's so yellow." And he looked at me and he said, "Hey, your lawn needs a little TLC, a little tender loving care." And so I'm trying to figure out how to give my, I'm going out and hugging it once a day. It still's not getting any greener. I don't know. It's just not improving it. But Jesus is talking to disciples on His way to Gethsemane. He is facing the last few days of His life. And he tells them something very important. I want to begin reading in verse 1 of chapter 15. Jesus says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me, and I will remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. So I want to stop for a moment, and I want to just talk to you about what it means to be fruitful today. I believe that it's God's will for you to be a fruitful person. I believe that there's something about God that loves fruitfulness. When God created man and woman in Genesis, he said to them, be fruitful and multiply throughout all the earth. I believe that when you are healthy, you're fruitful. If you plant some tomatoes, if the tomato plant is healthy, it'll produce many more tomatoes. It's fruitful. A young couple, if they're healthy physically, typically they'll have children because they're fruitful. They reproduce according to their kind. And so health naturally produces fruitfulness. And in essence, what Jesus was saying is, I want you to be healthy spiritually, and I'm convinced that when you're healthy spiritually, you will be a fruitful people. And he begins to describe what it means to be fruitful and why some people are not fruitful and what God does to make sure that we become fruitful. So he introduces a vine. Now, I didn't have a vine out there, a grapevine, but I got sort of, you get the picture, right? I'm holding in my hand a branch here on Palm Sunday. And so Jesus introduces three characters, a gardener, a vine, and a branch. And he says, God the Father is the gardener. He's the one that takes care of the vine. Jesus is the vine. He is the trunk of the vine. We are the branches. Okay? So you got God the Father is the gardener, Jesus is the vine, and then we are the branches. Now, Jesus gives us the first principle to fruitfulness. It's found in verses 1 and 3. And if you're taking notes, jot this down. God's plan for fruitfulness in your life. Number one, God's plan calls for the eliminating the obstacles to fruit in our lives. One of the reasons that many people are not fruitful is there's an obstacle to fruitfulness. Something is hindering you from being fruitful. You are the branch. You and I are the branch. On the branches, there's supposed to be fruit in the right time. The fruit is produced on the branches, but the life that goes to the fruit comes from the vine. The vine usually has roots down into the ground. There's nutrients that are drawn from the ground, water. Those nutrients come up through the roots. They go into the vine. The nutrients travel up the vine, they go to the branches, and the branches produce the fruit. Now, years ago when I was young, my father planted a pear tree in front of our house. And I remember the first summer being so excited to see the pears from that pear tree. And I ran out every week to see, will there be pears? And the entire summer went by, there was a lot of leaves, and I looked along the leaves to see where the pears were, and the summer came, and the summer went, and there were no pears. And I said, Dad, there's something wrong with our tree. There's leaves, but there's no fruit. And he said, Son, be patient, it's still young. And sure enough, the next year when I went out there looking for the same things, I looked among the leaves, and I saw the little budding of a fruit. And as the summer went on, we actually had big pears on this small tree, And I have to tell you, I was so excited to have fruit on our pear tree. I remember plucking one of those pears and kind of cleaning it a little bit and biting into it. And there's something special, something that causes you to rejoice when you see fruit on a tree that you've planted. Have you ever been there? Plant some tomatoes and you get the tomatoes and, hey, I planted these. Look. Well, you didn't do much besides put a seed, but well, you had to water. But there's something exciting about seeing fruit from something that you've planted. I believe the heart of God is the same way. When God has planted you, and God, the gardener, runs out to look at the tree that he's planted, the plant, the seed that's been planted, and he looks through the leaves, expecting to see fruit. And he sees no fruit. And so he waters and he fertilizes and he expects that there'll be fruit, the signs of life in us. Because he rejoices when there is fruit. There is joy in his heart when there is fruit. And he comes out day after day expecting, looking for the fruit. And if one year goes by and another year goes by and another year goes by and there is no fruit on the tree that he's planted, on the branch that he's planted, the Bible says that the gardener makes the tough decision of saying, you know what? Oh, we got a problem here. There is no fruit on the branch. So the gardener does something that every good gardener has to do. The gardener decides that he has to prune. Now, if there is a branch that has no fruit on it, the Bible says that the gardener grabs his pruning tool. And although he's tried to produce fruit on that branch, expected fruit, cultivated it, fertilized it, given it tender loving care, if there is no fruit, after a while, the gardener has to cut the branch off the tree. Why? Because it's a dead branch.
We'll be right back with Pastor Mark Jobe in a moment. You are listening to a Straight Talk message entitled, I Am the True Vine, which is from Pastor Mark's series called CSI, Christ Said, I Am. After the broadcast, I'll tell you more about how you can get a free copy of this message, as well as give you information regarding Pastor Mark's ministry at New Life Community Church in Chicago. Right now, let's get back to Pastor Mark. We're in the book of John, chapter 15. Tonight's Straight Talk is called, I Am the True Vine.
Now, he goes on to say that the branch that does produce fruit, that the gardener goes out and he prunes that branch. He doesn't cut it off, he prunes it. How many of you have ever done any pruning in your garden? When you prune a rose bush, for example, it seems like, well, I didn't know how to prune very well, and so I asked a friend to tell me how to prune. And when he was done pruning, I said, what do you do to my roses? I mean, you just like chopped it down to the stubs. I mean, I think you killed my rose plant. And he said, no. I didn't kill it. I pruned it. And next year, you're going to see roses that are bigger, that are fuller, because you have to go through the pruning process to make sure the fruit is good. Now, what does the pruning process involve? It involves taking away the dead branches and the extra fluff that would draw energy from the trunk but not produce fruit. Listen to me this morning. This is very important for you to understand. What Jesus is saying is he's saying, I am the vine. You are connected to me. If you are connected to me and there's never fruit in your life, then ultimately that dead branch is cut off because there is no life in that branch. It's cut off. Because it's dead. If you do produce fruit, but it's not a lot of fruit, the gardener prunes it so that it will produce more fruit. How does he prune it? Well, all of us have areas in our life that take away the energy of God and keep us from really producing a lot of fruit. For example, do you realize that unforgiveness takes a lot of energy to maintain. Do you know how much unforgiveness draws your mind into it? Do you know when you're holding someone in unforgiveness, how many times you think about that person? How many times you want to make sure that person is suffering? How many times you think that you don't want that person to prosper? How much you want to make sure that that person doesn't talk to any of your friends or give them their story because you want to make sure that your friends know your story, not their story? How many times you stalk them on Facebook and other things just to make sure they're not doing too good? If they lose their job, you're like, yeah. It takes a lot of energy to maintain unforgiveness in your life. And what God says is if you have a branch of unforgiveness not letting the life of God flow to the fruit, then what He does is He prunes unforgiveness out of your life because it's taken too much energy from the good things in life. Do you realize how much energy anxiety takes in your life? How many thoughts you've had about what if the finances aren't there, and what if it goes bad, and what if you lose the house, and what if you lose the car, and what if you eventually lose the job, and what if this door doesn't open? Do you realize how much time you can spend anxious about the future and how much energy that takes and how much it saps out the life of God in you? And so God says, I want to just prune anxiety out of your life because I want you to have fruit in your life. I don't want anything that takes away energy, the life of God from you. Amen? Do you realize how much energy unbelief takes in your life? It just saps away energy. It's like a branch that doesn't produce fruit, but it needs and needs and needs, and it needs a little more and it needs a little more. Do you realize how much energy lust takes from you? Where you have to think about it and feed it and cultivate it and go to this porno website and think about this thought and that thought and how it consumes you and drives you and keeps you awake. And do you realize how much energy that takes from producing fruit in your life? And so God says, because I love you, because you're my child, I don't want those things that would take energy and life away from you to be a part of your life. So God takes out that painful pruning knife. And He starts cutting away. How does He cut away? He cuts away through conviction of the Holy Spirit. He cuts away by saying, this is not to be a part of your life. And I'm saying, this needs to be gone. And you feel the sharp pain of conviction like, this shouldn't be a part of my life. And then when you repent and respond to the Holy Spirit, then God cuts it out of your life and you can go forward without it draining your life or taking fruit away from your life. Listen, there are some people here, you're here today and you know God. You've met Jesus in a real, vibrant, powerful way. You've had an encounter with God in which His Holy Spirit came inside of you and you were made a new person. And you started to get up and walk in God, but there's so much garbage in your life, taking away the energy of God, taking away the life of God, that there's very little fruit in your life. Not because the life of God is not there, but because all the life of God is going into this stuff that shouldn't be in your life. The Bible says God prunes us so that we can produce more fruit. And pruning is never pleasant. It's painful. You have to let go of a boyfriend that you know is not good. It's a distorted, bad relationship, and you're hanging on to him, and you're hoping that there's signs of life, and that he's going to change, and that he's going to be a spiritual leader, and that he's going to turn around. And so you keep kind of hoisting him up and dragging him along, and finally you come to the realization that, you know what, This is not a healthy, good thing. And you have to let go. And man, the pruning process is difficult. And you feel like you've died. And your heart is hurting. But ultimately, if that causes your spiritual life to go forward, if you're living more for God, if you're living in the right way and going forward in God, then you finally realize, hey, it was the right decision I made because I'm moving forward in God. It's the pruning knife of God. Listen, God loves us, and so he prunes the extras out of our life. And he tells us in this passage, so that you will be more fruitful. Verse 3 says, you are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. You see, the word of God has a cleansing effect on our life. It cleanses the impurities. It washes away the garbage. And when we come to Christ for the first time, the word of God and the message of the gospel makes us clean. But then every period, every season, God has to continue to prune us so that we can continue to grow in God and ultimately be fruitful. Number two, if you're taking notes, jot this down. The first principle of fruitfulness is that God calls for the eliminating of obstacles to fruit in our lives, and so he prunes our life. Secondly, God's fruitfulness plan requires staying connected to the source of life continually. Look what it says in verse 4 of chapter 15. Remain in me, and I will remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. Remain in the vine. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. Have you ever walked by a tree where there was a branch that had fallen off the tree or was near the tree? Let me give you a visual here. All right. So, have you ever walked by a tree and there's a branch laying by that tree? Now, what Jesus is saying is that you can be close to the tree. You can be in the environment of the tree. You can hang out with the tree. You can be friends with the tree. You can share the same soil with the tree. People around you may think you belong to the tree, but unless you are connected to the tree, you will bear no fruit. Because you can be around it, but unless the life of the tree is flowing in you, you will produce no fruit. Now, if you're hanging out around the tree, you're going to learn the language of the tree. You're going to learn to talk how the tree talks and walk how the tree walks a little bit, and you're going to know the culture of the tree. But what Jesus said is this. Jesus said that on your own, you can produce no fruit at all. In other words, these are his words. He says, no branch can bear fruit by itself. You see, it's the difference between religion and relationship. In religion, you hang around Christianity. You learn the words of Christianity. You learn the prayers of Christianity. You learn the songs of Christianity. But the life of God is not flowing in you. And so, although you learn the culture of Christianity, you never have the fruit of Christianity. What is fruit? Well, Galatians chapter 5 says the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, faith, meekness, temperance. It has to do with attitude and behavior.
You've been listening to Pastor Mark Jobe's Straight Talk series called CSI, Christ Said, I Am. And tonight was the first half of his message called I Am the True Vine. Join us again on the next Straight Talk for the second half. As I mentioned earlier, if you'd like to have a copy of this message, you can download it for free with our Straight Talk app. Just log on to PastorMarkJobe.com. That's PastorMarkJobe, J-O-B-E.com. There you will also find other helpful tools to help you in your walk with God. If you'd prefer to have a CD of the message, just contact our office at 773-585-3300. That's 773-585-3300. CDs are only $5 plus shipping, and Pastor Mark's book, called Unstuck, is also available for just $10 plus shipping. If you're looking for a home church, we invite you to check out one of our 25 New Life locations in and around Chicagoland. Just log on to newlifechicago.org. That's newlifechicago.org. We would love to meet you. Well, that's it for Pastor Mark, our Straight Talk team, and myself for the evening. Thank you so much for listening. Please do join us again on the next Straight Talk for the second half of I Am the True Vine. Have a great night, and God bless.